The following is a summary of all the topics of Chaitanya Charitamrita composed by its author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, which he includes at the end of the Adi Lila, Madhya Lila, and Antya Lila. In this discourse, I have explained the essence of the devotional conclusion. And anyone who hears this develops unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. If I repeat what is already written, I may thus relish the purport of this scripture. We can see in the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam the conduct of its author, Sri Vyasadeva. After speaking the narration, Vyas repeats it again and again, so therefore I shall enumerate the chapters of the Adi Lila. In the first chapter, I offer obeisances to the spiritual master, for that is the beginning of auspicious writing. The second chapter explains the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the same Krishna himself, has now appeared as the son of Mother Shachi. The third chapter describes the general cause of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. This third chapter specifically describes the distribution of love of Godhead. It also describes the religion of this age of Kali, which is simply to distribute the holy name of Lord Krishna and propagate the process of loving Krishna. The fourth chapter describes the main reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which is to taste the mellows of his own transcendental loving service and his own sweetness. The fifth chapter describes the truth of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is none other than Balaram, the son of Rohini. The sixth chapter considers the truth of Advaita Acharya. He is an incarnation of Mahavishnu. The seventh chapter describes the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivas. Altogether, they combined to distribute love of Godhead everywhere. The eighth chapter gives the reason for describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. It also describes the greatness of Lord Krishna's holy name. The ninth chapter describes the desire tree of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the gardener who planted it. The tenth chapter describes the branches and sub-branches of the main trunk and the distribution of their fruits. The 11th chapter describes the branch called Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The 12th chapter describes the branch called Sri Advaita Prabhu. The 13th chapter describes the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which took place along with the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. The 14th chapter gives some description of Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. The 15th chapter briefly describes Lord Chaitanya's boyhood pastimes. In the 16th chapter, I have indicated the pastimes of the Kaishora age, the age prior to youth. And finally, in the 17th chapter of the Adi Lila, I have specifically described Lord Chaitanya's youthful pastimes. Thus, there are 17 varieties of subjects in this first canto, which is known as the Adi Lila. 12 of these constitute the preface of this scripture. And after the chapters of the preface, I have described 5 transcendental mellows in 5 chapters. I have described them very briefly rather than expansively. And by the order and strength of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Vrindavana Das Thakur has elaborately described in his Chaitanya Mangala, later known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, all that I have not described. The pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are wonderful and unlimited. Why? Even personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Sheshanaga cannot find their end. Anyone who describes or hears any part of this elaborate subject will very soon receive the causeless mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Now I shall review the chapters of the Madhya Lila chronologically so that one can relish the transcendental features of these topics. In the first chapter, I have given a synopsis of the last pastimes or Antya Lila, and within this chapter is a vivid description of some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya which took place toward the end of his life. In the second chapter, I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's talking like a crazy man. Within that chapter, it is indicated how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests his different emotional moods. In the third chapter, I have described Lord Chaitanya's acceptance of the renounced order and how Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes at the house of Advaita Acharya. In the fourth chapter, I have described Madhavendra Puri's installation of the Gopala deity, as well as Gopinath stealing a pot of condensed milk at Remuna. In the fifth chapter, I have narrated the story of Sakshi Gopal. Lord Nityananda Prabhu narrated this while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened. In the sixth chapter, I have told how Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya was delivered. And in the seventh chapter, I have described Lord Chaitanya's tour of different holy places and Lord Chaitanya's deliverance of Vasudeva the leper. In the eighth chapter, I have recorded Lord Chaitanya's elaborate discussion with Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya personally listened as Ramananda gave the conclusive essence of all Vedic literatures. In the ninth chapter, I have described Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India and the different places of pilgrimage. In the tenth chapter, I have described Lord Chaitanya's meeting with all of his devotees. In the 11th chapter, I have described the great chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra which surrounded Lord Chaitanya. In the 12th chapter, I have given a narration of the cleansing and washing of the Gundicha temple. In the 13th chapter, I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the chariot of Jagannath. In the 14th chapter, there is an account of the Hera Panchami function. Also in the 14th chapter is an account of how the emotional ecstasy of the gopis was described by Swarup Damodar and tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the 15th chapter, I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu highly praised the qualities of his devotees and accepted lunch at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. It was at that time that Lord Chaitanya delivered Sarvabhauma's son-in-law, Amogha. In the 16th chapter, I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for Vrindavana and journeyed through Bengal. Lord Chaitanya later returned to Jagannath Puri from Kanai Natashala. In the 17th chapter, I have described Lord Chaitanya's journey through the great forest of Jharikhanda and Lord Chaitanya's arrival at Mathura. In the 18th chapter, there is a description of Lord Chaitanya's tour of the forest of Vrindavan. In the 19th chapter, I have described how Lord Chaitanya returned to Prayag from Mathura and empowered Sri Rupa Goswami to spread devotional service. In the 20th chapter, Lord Chaitanya's meeting with Sanatana Goswami is described. Lord Chaitanya described the personal features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in depth. In the 21st chapter, there is a description of Krishna's beauty and opulence. And in the 22nd chapter, there is a description of the twofold discharge of devotional service. In the 23rd chapter, there is a description of the mellows of transcendental loving service. And in the 24th chapter, I have described how Lord Chaitanya analyzed the famous Atmarama verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Finally, in the 25th chapter, there is a description of how the residents of Varanasi were converted to Vaishnavism and how Lord Chaitanya returned to Nilachala Jagannath Puri from Varanasi. Hearing this summary, one can understand the whole purport of this scripture. So I have now summarized the entire subject matter of the Majalila. These pastimes cannot be described elaborately, even in millions of books.
Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya.
So now let me repeat all the pastimes of the Antyalila, for if I do so, I shall taste the pastimes once again. The first chapter describes how Rupa Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the second time, and how Lord Chaitanya heard Rupa Goswami's two dramas, the Dagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. And that chapter also describes the incident of Shivananda Sena's dog, who was induced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant the holy name of Krishna and was thus liberated. The second chapter tells how Lord Chaitanya instructively punished Junior Haridas. Also in that chapter is a description of the wonderful vision of Shivananda Sena. In the third chapter is a description of the forceful glories of Haridas Thakur. That chapter also mentions how Damodar Pandit spoke words of criticism to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The third chapter also tells how Lord Chaitanya delivered everyone by bestowing upon the whole universe the holy name of the Lord. It also describes how Haridas Thakur established the glories of the holy name by his practical example. The fourth chapter describes Sanatan Goswami's second visit with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Lord Chaitanya saved Sanatan from his committing suicide. The fourth chapter also tells how Sanatan Goswami was tested in the sunshine of the month of Jaishta, May, June, and was then empowered and sent back to Vrindavana. The fifth chapter tells how Lord Chaitanya showed favor to Pradyumna Mishra and how he made him hear topics of Krishna from Ramananda Rai. That fifth chapter also describes how Swarup Damodar Goswami rejected the drama of a poet from Bengal and established the glories of the deity. The sixth chapter describes how Raghunatha Das Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then performed the Chip Rice Festival in accordance with the order of Nityananda Prabhu. That sixth chapter also tells how Lord Chaitanya entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami and gave Raghunath Das the gift of a stone from Govardhan Hill and a garland of small conch shells. The seventh chapter tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Vallabhabhatta and dismantled his false pride in various ways. The eighth chapter describes the arrival of Ramachandra Puri and how Lord Chaitanya minimized his own eating due to the fear of Ramachandra Puri. In the ninth chapter is a description of how Gopinath Patanayaka was delivered and how the people of the three worlds were able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the tenth chapter, I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the food given by his devotees, and I have also described the assortment of prasadam in the bags of Raghava Pandit. Also in that chapter is a description of how Lord Chaitanya examined his servant Govinda and how Lord Chaitanya danced in the temple. The 11th chapter describes the disappearance of Haridas Thakur and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, showed affection for his devotees. In the 12th chapter are descriptions of how Jagadananda Pandit broke a pot of oil and how Lord Nityananda chastised Shivananda Sen. The 13th chapter tells how Jagadananda Pandit went to Mathura and returned, and it also talks about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chance, heard a song sung by a Devadasi dancing girl. Also in the 13th chapter is an account of how Raghunath Bhatta met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, by his causeless mercy, sent Raghunath Bhatta to Vrindavan. The 14th chapter describes the beginning of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual trance, in which his body was at Jagannath Puri, but his mind was in Vrindavan. Also in that chapter is a description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down in front of the Singhadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. Lord Chaitanya's bones separated at their joints, and how various transcendental symptoms awakened within him. Also in that chapter is a description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward Chataka Parvata and spoke like a madman. In the 15th chapter is a description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered a garden on the seashore, mistaking it for Vrindavan. Also in that chapter is a description of the attraction of Lord Chaitanya's five senses to Krishna, and how Lord Chaitanya searched for Krishna in the Rasa dance. In the 16th chapter, it tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his mercy to Kalidas and thus demonstrated the result of eating the remnants of food left by Vaishnavas. The 16th chapter also describes how Shivananda's son composed a verse and how the doorkeeper of the Singhadwar showed Krishna to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also in that 16th chapter, the glories of Mahaprasadam are explained, and a verse is tasted describing the effect of the nectar from the lips of Krishna. The 17th chapter recounts how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell among the cows and how he assumed the form of a tortoise as his ecstatic emotions awakened. That 17th chapter also tells how the attributes of Krishna's sound attracted the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who then described in ecstasy the meaning of the verse from the 10th canto, starting with the words, Ka Sri Angate. The 17th chapter also tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to the conjunction of various ecstatic emotions, again began speaking like a madman, describing in detail the meaning of a verse from the Krishna Karnamrita. In the 18th chapter is an account of how Lord Chaitanya fell into the ocean and in ecstasy saw in a dream the pastimes of a water fight between Krishna and the gopis. In that dream, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also saw Krishna's picnic in the forest. As Lord Chaitanya floated in the sea, a fisherman caught Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya returned to his own residence. All of this is recounted in the 18th chapter. In the 19th chapter is a description of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rubbed his face against the walls, speaking like a madman because of separation from Krishna. That 19th chapter also describes Krishna's wandering in a garden on a spring night, and it fully describes the meaning of a verse about the scent of Krishna's transcendental body. The 20th chapter, or final chapter, tells how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited his own 8 stanzas of instruction, tasting their meaning in ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed this Shikshashtakam prayers in order to instruct the devotees, but Lord Chaitanya also personally tasted their meaning. Thus, I have repeated the principal pastimes and their meaning, for by such repetition, one can remember the descriptions in this book. In every chapter, there are various topics, but I have repeated only those which are principal, for not all of them could be described again.
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
recorded February 17, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.